The violence in the Middle East ratcheted up another few notches this weekend. The international community is sharply criticizing Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's use of F-16 warplanes to retaliate for a suicide bombing on Friday that left 5 Israelis dead. The warplanes killed 12 Palestinians, all but one policeman, and injured dozens. Sharon has warned he will use as much military might as necessary against the Palestinians. In protest, the Arab League has called on its members to suspend all political contacts with Israel. NPR's Linda Gradstein has our report.
Israel's use of American-made F-16 warplanes against Palestinians in the West Bank for the first time since 1967 sparked Arab outrage. Amr Moussa, the Secretary General of the Arab League, says Israel is making diplomacy impossible.
Our intention is not to talk about or to fall in the trap of talking about peace proposals while we see that the Israeli government doesn't really mean it and that the attacks against the Palestinians we have to stop first. Otherwise, we will be acting under the point of a gun.
The call to suspend political contacts really applies to Egypt and Jordan, the only two Arab states who've signed peace treaties with Israel. Months ago, both countries recalled their ambassadors to protest Israel's actions against the Palestinians. Chemi Shalev, a political analyst for the Ma'ariv Daily newspaper, says Prime Minister Sharon has tried hard to maintain contacts with Egypt and Jordan while fighting the Palestinians.
From that point of view, the F-16 operation was ill-timed, kept coming on the eve of the meeting of the foreign ministers of the Arab League, and I think that Prime Minister Sharon perhaps didn't take that into account, perhaps didn't take its influence into account, but his Middle East strategy has suffered a major blow.
Shalev says he believes Israel will hesitate before using F-16s again. Gerald Steinberg, a strategic analyst at Bar-Ilan University, agrees that the bombardment may have been a mistake. But he says Israel's deterrent posture has suffered in the past 8 months of Israeli-Palestinian fighting. He says Israel was trying to send a message to both the Palestinians and the Arab world that it is still the strongest power in the Middle East.
Israel will use all military means at its disposal if its survival is threatened, if its the lives of its citizens are threatened, and it's going to continue to escalate if the Palestinians are going to escalate and unleash various types of terror attacks. That the need to reinforce deterrence is seen not only vis-a-vis the Palestinians, but also with increasing tension in Lebanon, with Syria, and also Iraq and Iran in the background in the entire region. If Israel is perceived to look weak from an Israeli perspective, that's only going to invite more attacks.
At today's cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Sharon said his first job was to make Israelis feel safe again. Malls today are almost empty, and many Israelis say they're avoiding crowded places. Cabinet Minister Ruby Rivlin says the Israeli response to Friday's suicide bombing at the Netanya Mall was justified.
We are fighting terrorists, and it is very difficult for a state like Israel to fight terrorism. But we are in a war, and as strong as the terrorist act will be, the retaliation should be.
But many Israelis say it was a mistake. Israel's largest circulation daily, Yedioth Ahronot, called the F-16 operation worthless and stupid. Political analyst Shalev says Israelis are frustrated and angry at the Palestinians and want to lash out. But he says it is counterproductive.
If we judge the operation by its results, then it seems that it was a mistake because it hardened the Palestinian sentiment. It damaged Israel's relations with the Arab world. And it probably did great damage to Israel's standing in the international community.
The domestic criticism comes as both sides are bracing for more violence. The Jerusalem Post newspaper today quoted Palestinian sources that Palestinian extremist groups held a meeting yesterday at which they recruited some 250 volunteer suicide bombers. The sources said the participants vowed to avenge the death of every Palestinian civilian killed by killing at least 5 Israeli civilians and the death of each Palestinian policeman with 5 Israeli soldiers. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.